And now, Paul Meacham, Jr.
Must we kneel when praying? Well, the Bible doesn't answer this question specifically. In fact, no specific physical position is ever indicated in the Bible for acceptable prayer. Therefore, it's not right for any man, to require a particular position in order for prayer to be acceptable to God. We notice that in Luke chapter 22 and verse 41, that when Jesus had withdrawn from them about a stone's throw, He knelt down and prayed. Because of this, many kneel when they pray, and that is certainly acceptable. Our Lord did so on this particular occasion. But that was not the case with all of the times that Jesus prayed. We know that Jesus petitioned the Father from the cross, and that was certainly not in a position of kneeling. In Mark chapter 11 and verse 25, when Jesus was instructing His disciples, He said, "Whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive your trespasses." This indicates to us then that it doesn't matter what our physical attitude is. It doesn't matter what physical position we are in whenever we pray to God. We can be kneeling or sitting or standing. We can even be lying in our beds. It's much more important as to what condition our heart is in, the position of the heart rather than the position of the body. When Jesus taught His disciples to pray, He taught them to pray, "Hallowed be Thy name." We are to address the Father in prayer, not the Son. We are to pray to Jehovah God through the Son as our intermediary. And we are to pray with a humble and honest heart and with a reverent heart. Our prayer should indicate that we see God not as our friend or as our buddy or our pal or our mate. He's not one like us that we would walk with on a daily basis. But when we pray to Him, we are petitioning Almighty God, our Creator, our Designer, and our Sustainer. Because of that, we need to address Him as such. Our prayer needs to indicate that we have that reverence for God. We also need to be sure that we are living right with God. In 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 8, Paul said, "I desire therefore that the men pray everywhere," notice, "lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting." That means that when we are going to petition God, we need to be sure that we are pure, that we have done what is right, that we are obedient to God. We need to come to Him with holy hands. The hands there, of course, are figurative. It doesn't literally mean that our physical hands should be holy, but rather we should have a manner of life that leaves us in a holy state. We should have come to Christ, for until we are His children, we cannot petition Him as our Father. And the only way we can petition God as our Father is to be in Jesus, His Son. When we are in Christ, Christians, then we have this wonderful blessing of prayer, and we should exercise it regularly, daily in fact, but we should exercise it in a reverential and honest way. So it doesn't matter what physical position we're in, let's be sure that we have our heart in the right position.